We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 9:03 right now on a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley. One of our favorite people in the whole world has stopped by. The amazing and vivacious Leslie Goodell, formerly of Comcast Sportsnet, our loss, their loss, because she is still brilliant on baseball, was for many years. Les, you were there like 10 years, 15 years?
I mean, my entire adult life, I think.
Wow, yeah. I got to tell you, you were the building block.
1997.
You were one of the building blocks that made Comcast Sportsnet as successful as it is. And we loved, even in your latter years, when you were basically just a baseball beat reporter, right? Yep. You love that, right?
I love it. I love the game.
There's not a day
that goes by when I'm out on the field thinking, wow, this is a pretty cool place to work.
Right. And I'm going to guess Kendall's 12?
13.
13 years old. Her daughter Kendall's here. We're going to be talking about her in a second because she's part of a crusade. What a story that is. But I guess it just started a little baseball because the All-Star game was last night. Les, I can't stand it when it was 2-1. First of all, the game ended at 11:36.
I went to bed before that. Bottom of the seventh.
All right, everybody stop for a second and let that sink in. The baseball representative in this city did not watch the entire All-Star game. What sent you to bed?
I was coming in here this morning. I told you she was tired.
I wanted
to be fresh and ready for this morning.
You were coming in at 9 o'clock in the morning,
Leslie. I would much rather be prepared for you than I would the end of the All-Star game.
All right, fair enough.
I watched.
My favorite part of the All-Star game is always the pregame ceremony.
Yeah. You do like
and
that,
And it
right?
was fantastic. Nothing will ever top 1999 in Boston, but with Ted Williams.
Oh, that was awesome.
But it was fantastic. They just do such a great job in honoring the baseball greats. And what's cool for me is my son's a big baseball fan. So he takes it in and he's learning how he's like, oh, Orlando Cepeda. And I'm like, it's Cepeda, you know? And I'm like, he's almost there. You know, he's learning something.
That's
and Kendall
excellent.
Even got into watching it.
Kendall, do you like baseball?
No.
I love that answer. All right. I love your mother is baseball. My theory is that kids your age it's boring. Right? Isn't it boring? That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Al, Kendall's a problem.
This is going well.
Kendall's a problem.
Al,
that's nice.
Kendall's I have the same thing with my grandkids. They don't want to play it. They don't want to watch it. They got the video games. You don't use video games, do you, Kendall?
No, I'll play baseball with my brother, but I won't watch it.
That's it. It's beautiful.
They shall play.
But I won't watch it. Isn't that
my son's addicted, though.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad of that. But still, one out of two isn't that great.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to ask you. I got two things. First of all, as a Phillies fan, I have to root for Pat Neshek to pitch well so we can trade him. That's really where we are right now.
Just Pat Neshek? I mean, think about it. You're rooting for a lot of guys to do well
so you can trade them. All right, here's what I'm struggling with there. I don't have any confidence in the guy making the trades.
I don't think you have any track record to have confidence yet.
Thank you.
Until there's something to show confidence in, I don't blame you.
Okay, but should I be frustrated that the product got this bad?
I think this is a bit shocking for everybody.
Okay.
I mean, if you look back at 1997, I just saw Terry Francona a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about how miserable that year was.
Oh.
They were on the decline. They were dumping at the time. All of a sudden, I feel like we're back in that mode. I mean, they're rebuilding, but I don't see a superstar, like a true superstar coming up that somebody's really... people are excited about some of these players, but we were excited about the guys who are on the field now when they were at AAA.
Until
they get here and you see what they do, you can get excited about the future and hope, but there's nothing right now
Les,
to show it.
You got to help me with something. And I've been a baseball fan my whole life before it was boring. Kendall, when I was your age, I lived for baseball. My dad was the biggest fan and he made me a big fan and it didn't seem boring then.
But you learn how to keep score, too, right?
I think
is a big... which is a lost art and changes the way
But it's harder for me now. because you had the greatest players in the game together last night. And it's no score in the fifth inning, and Miguel Sano is up. And Miguel Sano doesn't feel he needs to run on a blooper over first base. There were only three runs scored in the whole game. This is one of the runs that was scored. Al, he wouldn't run.
No.
He only got the first. He could have easily been at second. Listen to how long it took and the way Joe Buck described it.
That shallow right, long run. Harper can't get there. Fair ball. And it's 1-0 AL. On a perfectly placed fly ball into right. Off the bat of Miguel Sano. It wasn't powerful, but it found the right spot.
You need to explain this to me. Herrera runs when he feels like it. Franco doesn't always run. You're there. You've covered the team. Why? What's the problem?
I don't know. I mean, their sense of urgency has come from Cesar Hernandez. It's come from Aaron Altair.
All right.
You start seeing it when they get, it's almost like their back's against the wall.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to Cesar last year. And that's what I think was coming up with Aaron Altair. He's on the older side of a rebuild and he lost that year. So when you see it with that, I mean, you shouldn't need that to get going though.
Did you ever talk to them about it? Did you ever say, I would literally
why
say.
Why are you so slow and why don't you run
I would
balls?
Say, no, I would say to them, and I guess I would end up lecturing. I would go, do you know what a privilege is to be a baseball player and make the money you do and have the life that you do?
Yeah.
And four times a night, you might be required to run hard. And that's an imposition. Why?
Herrera, for lack of a better description, I think sort of has his head in the clouds. You know, sometimes he's in the game, sometimes he's not. He's out there, he's having fun, and it's, you know, he's just sort of a goofy kid. And I haven't seen the maturity in him yet. But I think what you see from him is what you're going to always see from him. And is that good enough?
He's got his head in his clouds. He's sitting on a cloud.
Yeah, he is. He's living up there. Les, when you look out and see half the seats empty, and you cover the team through its best era, in 134 years, Al, their best era was 05 to 11.
Oh, yeah.
That was their
great.
All those,
playoffs.
Sold out
playoffs.
Every game for 3 years.
Great.
Do you believe that didn't last, that we couldn't sustain that at all? Does it amaze you where we are right now in with the Phillies baseball?
Are we getting an opportunity to bash Ruben Amaro again for you?
No, I'm not even going there because I don't like the new guy any more than I like this Ruben.
I mean, when you look at all of the stars that are on these teams, and the hard part is you hear Klentak talk about the Indians and the Cubs and the Astros process that they've gone through. That word process. You can't use the word process anymore.
No. I hate that word.
Optics.
They talk about what they've been through and how, you know, they're sort of replicating that. But I don't see that. All of those kids, a lot of those guys, Altuve and Lindor, they were all brought up at the age of 19, 20, 21 years old. You got a bunch of 23-year-olds that are waiting to come up.
Bring them up. At this point,
yeah. I mean, I understood the logic behind bringing in a Michael Saunders and a Howie Kendrick to try to teach these guys how to be professionals.
Right.
Because you don't have that veteran leadership around there. That's part of the problem is you don't have anybody to show the way. I think Howie has done a good job when he's been out there.
Right.
But now you don't
she
have any of that.
She wants Kingery, so just, Al. She's demanding Kingery today. I like your dynamic approach. I got to mention Kendall because she's so adorable. My God. You know what's amazing? Leslie Goodall is one of the most beautiful women you'll ever meet. Kendall looks like her dad, who must also be amazing looking.
He comes from Cataldi blood, though. She could be related to you.
Oh, God.
Her mom's a Cataldi.
Oh, no. Look at her nose. There's no way. That's a perfect nose. Right, so anyway, Kendall, you look at her. She's 13 years old. She looks perfect. You had a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us what that was like. What happened?
Well, so I was 10 years old, so it was 3 years ago. And the night before I had it, I was over at our neighbor's house, and we were blowing up balloons, and my fingers got tingly because I thought I was tying the balloons too tight. And I went to bed that night with my fingers tingly, and the next morning I tripped over my leg and I fell to the ground.
Wow.
And then I went outside because we were going to a softball game. And I was getting my water bottle. And I was as I was closing the refrigerator, I face planted into the refrigerator.
But she didn't say anything to me until we were in the car. And she said, I don't mean to complain, Mom, but my foot's not working very well.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you at this point, Les, you weren't aware that such a thing existed,
well,
so, right?
So things start going through your head. Yeah. And then by the time I got her to Bryn Mawr Hospital, she needed assistance walking in. And her left eyebrow had dropped. I heard the nurse say that to the DuPont hospital that she had called, and I looked, turned around, and her eyebrow was flattened, and I thought, this isn't good. And I'd spoken with a friend of mine, and he is a doctor, and he said, just based on what you're telling me, you need to sort of prepare yourself for news that, you know, might be a little rough. And then we got called into the quiet room after she was transferred to DuPont, and they put her in an MRI, and they said she has an arteriovenous malformation, which, of course, doesn't roll off your tongue. And
Genetic?
No, it's not, actually. No. It's so 1 in 2,000 people have them. That's
wow.
And they say it's, so that's rare, but it's really, they're finding them more incidentally by doing MRIs for concussions or whatever the reason might be.
Right.
She happened to have had a stroke. She has a very large AVM, but no one in the city of Philadelphia would treat an inoperable AVM, which is hers because it's very deep in her brain. So we ended up at Stanford where she's gotten radiation treatment. And she had two treatments. She recovered from the stroke. Honestly, with hindsight, we were incredibly fortunate. 20% of people will die when it ruptures.
Thank God. You got there early.
Yeah. And then
but whatever.
You know,
now, her hand still needs, that's the last thing?
Yeah, that was from the radiation, actually.
The radiation. So her left hand is not quite functional perfectly, right?
Yeah.
But the prognosis is great for that, too, right?
Yes.
You're going to be perfect again. And I guess, so needless to say, because your mom is Leslie Goodell, she immediately went to work on research of this and how can we start a crusade for this? And that's Kendall's
She's
crusade,
She's actually the
right?
one that wanted to help people. She
you
says,
did.
You know, I feel really fortunate and, you know, I'd like to do something to help others. So we started Kendall's Crusade. It's now a 501c3 and we raised $135,000 in our first year.
How good is that? $135,000. And you have a comedy classic coming up to raise more money, correct?
Yep.
It benefits AVM research and patient care. It stars one of our favorite people. We're going to be hanging with him a couple of weeks down in Borgata. Craig Shoemaker.
Nice.
Craig Shoemaker. He's going to give you a show. I'll tell you that right now. And this is Saturday, July 15th at Valley Forge Casino in King of Prussia. 6 o'clock cocktails. 8 o'clock the show begins. The tickets are priced between $65 and $150,
right? Yeah, $65 will get you the comedy show only. So you can come in at 8 o'clock if you just want to come to the comedy show.
But here's what I love about it. And it's typical of Leslie Goodell. Every penny that they raise goes for the cause,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. No
You've
admin
established
fees.
That conclusively. It's not like you're going to go, well, then we'll write off all this other stuff. It's all going to the cause.
Yeah, and not to take away from other nonprofits who need to hire people to do this full time. You know, I mean, we just are set up in such a way that we just have one event a year, and you know, we're not trying to do this on a consistent basis.
You got me. I'm definitely going to sign up for some tickets myself.
Well, thank you for the donation.
I love your crusade. I do. I love this. And that you're so precious and perfect, Kendall.
Thank you.
You're unbelievable. In a few years, you know, guys are going to come along. That's going to get dicey because you're very attractive.
Don't worry about that Cataldi blood.
Mom will explain all that stuff.
You're not headed for this.
What
don't worry.
What are you doing?
No, I'm trying to warn her. I'm trying to warn her what's coming because look at her. She's gorgeous.
But I do want to work on radio, so.
You seriously?
Oh.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Bad decision. First of all, your mom didn't go in radio because she looks like you. You're gorgeous. You don't have to go in radio.
Thank you.
See this nose? Radio. Right here. Radio. Anyway, Kendall's Crusade. Here's what you do. I guess you can get tickets this way, too.
Yep.
Go to Kendall's Crusade, K-E-N-D-A-L-L-S, crusade.org. And please get tickets for this great event and help out Leslie in yet another great quest.
It's a lot of fun.
You're awesome. Leslie, you're unbelievable. I missed you more than I could ever
can I
say.
We have a baseball tie to one of our events, items this
week. What's this about?
So Josh Tomlin, who's the Indians pitcher, one of the starting pitchers. Josh Tomlin, last year in Game 3 of the World Series, you may remember, his dad was there and he was paralyzed from the chest down. And Joe Buck, who I wanted to strangle through the TV, was saying, his dad has a circulatory issue. Well, his dad had an AVM in his spine. So it ruptured last August. They didn't know he had it. So I went down recently to Baltimore, and I met Josh Tomlin. Terry Francona set it up. and couldn't have been more gracious, wants to be involved. And I said, if I got someone to donate a couple of plane tickets to Cleveland, would you donate two tickets and maybe field passes? And he goes, I'll buy the tickets.
Wow.
I'll get the hotel. Nice. Let's make this an awesome experience for whoever wants to do it. So we have that, as well as a weekend in a Ferrari from Algar Ferrari here in Philadelphia has donated a weekend in a Ferrari.
Oh, Ed Gambone's place.
Yep. That's amazing. Yep.
I got to just tell you right now, Les, all you do is great for this community. You're an awesome person. Kendall is a reflection on you and your husband, who obviously is also very good looking. He was the cop. Is he still a
state
cop?
Trooper.
He is. He's a lieutenant still a cop in the state police.
Sir, if I see you on the roadways, remember, I was nice to your daughter.
Kendall has an actor, by the way, for
What's
you.
That?
An actor.
You have an actor who is good in sports?
Yes.
What do you got?
Babe Ruth. He played himself, Babe Ruth, in the Pride of the Yankees in 1942.
You well, have to tell her no.
That's right. But he was an athlete first, so you don't win.
Oh, that's nice. You feel good about yourself?
Want a pen?
Did she just say, I want a pen?
No, she has one.
All right, you know what? It's a kind of an awkward finish to this, but Les, we love you. You know that. Anything we can do to help you along the way.
Thank you so
just
much.
Ask, all right?
I really appreciate
and
it.
Kendall, you look awesome. Keep
Thank
it going,
you.
All right? Keep the fight. You're amazing.
And you
Thank
can also
you.
Donate at the website, kendallscrusade.org. You know, so if you can't make the event, you can also just donate right there.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.